Why Dogs Don't Buy a Lot of Color TVs on This Moment of Science. If you make the mistake of giving your dog your credit card, he might go out and buy a lot of things that you didn't want, such as an old black and white TV set. Not many TV sets are strictly black and white anymore, but if he found one, your dog couldn't tell the difference. Why not? Because dogs see everything in black and white. Now, at first glance, this may seem a claim which would be impossible to prove. How can we ever know what goes on inside a dog's head, unless we were to become a dog? But there is, in fact, one very easy way to know, by looking at the kind of eye a dog has. The back of the eyeball is called the retina. It's made up of two kinds of cells, known as rods and cones, because this is what they're shaped like. Cone-shaped cells are sensitive to color, while rod-shaped cells only respond to differences of shade. When walking around at night, your cone-shaped cells are not very useful to you, and you are essentially only using your rods. But the majority of a dog's retina is only rod-shaped cells, and the cones it has are not wired up to produce color vision in the brain. In other words, it always sees in black and white. For a dog, similarly shaped objects of different colors, such as a dark red and dark green ball, will look very much the same. If a dark red ball rolls onto a dark green rug, the dog may have trouble spotting it, although to us it appears completely obvious. As a matter of fact, this is true of all mammals. True color vision is something of a rarity in nature, being found only in primates, such as you and me. So the next time your dog asks you for a TV set, give him the old black and white one out of the closet. He'll never see the difference. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. I'm Don Glass.